see all your children saved. You may have a son or a daughter or a grandchild far away from God, trapped in some murderous cult, some false doctrine, or caught up in the ways of this world, trapped in a bad marriage or whatever. Don't quit fighting. Fight! 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 Never surrender. Never quit. You see, the sovereignty of God is never given to us in the Bible for us to sit on our laurels and say, que sera, sera. It's given to us so that we will fight, so that we'll run into the battle confident that alongside of us is the Lord of hosts who's fighting our battles for us. That when we plead the promises of God when we're in the middle of a bad marriage, when we plead the promises of God when we're in a bad work situation, when we plead the sovereignty of God and the promises of God and we may be in battle in a far-off country like Afghanistan or Iraq, God's promises are true.